Welcome into the Real Estate Investing Show. Hope you all are doing great. Today, we're going to talk about the 10 housing markets that you should avoid as investors. Now, again, I see mainstream media, and anytime I see mainstream media news articles or stories or CNBC, et cetera, they always do housing related videos and stories based on people who are going to move in and live in the property, a retail home buyer. When they talk about housing prices, what they're talking about is the retail home buyer. They're not talking about us as investors. They never cover us as investors on those channels. They don't understand what we do, looking for a high rate of return, a really strong internal rate of return, understanding that we're investing in the best landlord-friendly markets in the country, et cetera. They don't understand that. They don't understand what we look for. And therefore, the stories that they cover on mainstream media are always going to be geared towards, you know, I'm a young family and I'm buying a house and what city should I move to live in? So that's where a lot of this stuff usually comes from. And I have to say, one of the most popular topics I get, questions I get, is about rental markets. Many of you on my phone calls and live streams, you ask me about rental markets. People always want to know, you know, is this a good city to rent a property in a rental market? The truth is that market research is incredibly important. It can take months, even years sometimes. So in the markets where we build our properties at Morris Invest, where our team is researching these neighborhoods, spending a long time looking at the housing markets, looking at the crime rates, looking at the vacancy rates, looking at the schools, looking at the population growth and the businesses that are moving. There's a lot that goes into this. And so, yes, there are a lot of cities across the country where, given the time, the attention, and the groundwork over a year or so that it takes to study a particular area, yeah, there are a lot of great areas to invest. But the truth of the matter is that we don't want to spread ourselves too thin. So we focus on a few key areas where we like to invest. But today I want to talk about 10 markets that are in a part of a new report that are out, that is out, that talks about the areas where you should not be investing. Because these areas, frankly, have a number of factors involved, but most notably is they're way overblown in price, way overvalued. That's one of the kind of common themes through this data is just how overpriced these things are relative to the value you're going to receive as an investor. Now, again, might be great for you to live in. Like if you're going to move to one of these particular cities, great. And you're going to stay there for 30 years and you don't really care about how much you're overpaying for that property, where a few years ago it was $300,000, now the house is $500,000. If you're okay with that, great. But as far as an investor goes, the numbers are going to be totally out of whack. So 9 times out of 10, I can't tell you, you know, if your city is a good rental market. I just don't have the data, frankly. But what I can tell you is you should always look for, I can tell you what you should look for in a stable rental market. In fact, I've got an entire video on what we do for comprehensive market research. So we'll link that up here after this live stream is done. We'll link it up in a card here so you can check that out, what we look for as a comprehensive rental market. We'll also have it in the description of the video so you can check out. If you watch that video, you'll know that one of the top things on that checklist is appreciation. And for me, there's really a sweet spot when it comes to appreciation. I don't invest primarily for appreciation. That's not what I'm looking for. I like to look at it as sort of icing on the cake for my investments, but I do like to see consistent growth. You know, I would like that on top of it. Again, it's not the main reason I invest, but I would like consistent growth. And frankly, I actually prefer boring appreciation. I'm not talking, you know, San Francisco Bay Area where you have this flying off the shelf appreciation. But then you've got high crime, you've got all these other factors. So on the surface, these CNBC stories be like, oh, you know, one of the fastest appreciating areas is, you know, San Francisco or whatever. But they leave out all of the other data points that are important to me as a real estate investor. So that's what we're going to talk about. You know, I don't like super crazy high appreciation. I also don't like lower than normal appreciation. So a nice little sweet spot in the middle there. Because if you invest in a market with crazy appreciation, what you're going to see is chances are you're going to be overpaying for the property, bottom line. And in turn, you're going to be making lower returns. All the time I get people saying to me, well, Clayton, I live here in California. What should I do? All of the homes are just, you know, over $1 million. It's ridiculous. Last week on the show, we showed you that burned out house a burned house that was literally in ruins, burned, and it was selling for $800,000. That's California. So then you need to think about other markets that aren't in your backyard. You need to start thinking strategically like we do as real estate investors. So I always follow this guideline about appreciation, but really now more than ever, I would say that this is something that you're not going to want to overlook because the pandemic has contributed to really hot markets in many areas. And the last thing I want you to do is to get into a real estate deal that doesn't pay off. Like you read the headlines and you jump into some of these markets because you hear about it. I would say two or three of the markets we're going to cover today on the show, I get asked about all the time. And these are markets I want you to avoid, okay? These are markets that are way overvalued, and you're just not going to see the returns. And it's super competitive, overvalued, and you're not going to see the returns on investment. So we've got a new study today that I want to get to. It's a new study from Florida Atlantic University, and it looks at America's most overvalued housing markets right now. And today I'm going to go through, I'm just going to pull 10 of these, the top 10. These are the top 10 markets from this study, specifically the 10 most overvalued markets in the United States. These are cities where you will not want to invest because you'll overpay and you're going to end up with low returns. So the very first market that I want to take you to is Stockton, California. Stockton, California, the county seat of San Joaquin County in Central Valley, was a huge spot, of course, during the gold rush. And if you remember, I don't know if you remember Stockton really being ground zero for the housing crisis in 2008, where they were building properties as quickly as they could. And of course, way overpriced, way overvalued, and giving away mortgages without any job. You didn't need a job. You didn't need income. You didn't need anything. You could basically get a mortgage in there, building these houses like crazy. Of course, famously, 60 Minutes did a whole piece on this in Stockton, California, was walking these houses where they were just totally empty. It almost looked like nuclear fallout from the 1950s. Like that's what these towns looked like. No one living there. And then when they came upon certain properties, there were individuals who were renting properties. And when they knocked on the door, they were basically saying, hey, wait a minute, my landlord's in default? Well, I'm renting. What's going to happen to me? They even featured some of these homes in the movie The Big Short. So Stockton, California, an area that is incredibly overvalued right now. Again, that's number 10 on the list. 38% overvalued premium prices right now. When you look at Stockton, California, as opposed to some other markets across the country. So number 10 on the list is Stockton, California. Let's go to number 9 on the list. Number 9 on the list is... this is one of the three cities that I get most questions about. This is the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. So Las Vegas, also one of these markets that is incredibly overvalued. And you're going to see a theme here. The theme you're going to see among these cities is that these were cities that were hard hit during the last housing recession. They overbuilt and then sat vacant and had huge, huge glut of empty properties. Las Vegas was a big one. Also, Las Vegas has a bunch of other issues that I am not a fan of. The fact that it is not recession proof or pandemic proof, also because it is a tourist area. So when you have a pandemic like we experienced and you have all of these people who are suddenly not going to the different casinos and everything else, you're having all these job layoffs and these houses that are sitting there vacant, huge, huge problems in Las Vegas, Nevada. So Las Vegas at 41% overvalued right now, not to mention higher crime. And again, job problems in that city. As well. And frankly, you don't have a ton of businesses, Fortune 500 companies moving to that area like you do in some other areas. So again, very tourist focused, not pandemic resistant, and overvalued at 41%, according to the data from Florida Atlantic University and the most overvalued housing markets. Okay. Number eight on my list is, again, another city that I get constant questions about. And this area, this is Phoenix, Arizona, which we just had some friends get back from Phoenix a few weeks ago. And they were like, oh, my God, we couldn't wait to get out of there. You know, 115 degrees, kids can't play outside, just brutal heat. Anyway, Phoenix, 42% overvalued. Yes, you're getting a lot of migration and people, again, people moving out of California, moving to Phoenix, moving to Vegas. But again, as investors, that's different. That is different than a retail home market, okay? Totally different. Totally different. Next on my list is Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah is, where was my Salt Lake City, Utah? Here we go. Salt Lake City, Utah is number 7 on my list. This, again, also incredibly overvalued. Salt Lake City, Utah, 42% increase. And again, people moving out of California. As a retail home buyer market, fine. If you're going to live there and you're willing to overpay and a bank's willing to give you a mortgage and you've got a job there, that's a whole different animal. But as an investor, I can tell you that this is not, unless you're flipping properties, again, unless you're building properties and flipping them, but as a buy and hold real estate investor, and a definite market that you want to avoid. It's beautiful. Look how beautiful Salt Lake City is, but avoid it for investing. Okay, next on the list is Spokane, Washington. So this is beautiful Spokane, Washington. And Lindsay, I think, who's watching right now from Washington. I've been to Spokane. When I moved to Helena, Montana, I had to return my Ryder truck, my U-Haul truck, basically. I had to drive 4 hours from Helena and return it in Spokane. I was like, what? You mean to tell me there's no closer drop-off point? So I had to empty it in my house. And anyway, Spokane right now, 45% overvalued. Now we already saw Vegas. 45% overvalued in Spokane, Washington. And I don't know, Lindsay, who's watching right now, maybe you can speak to like job growth. I don't know what the job growth looks like there. But again, you know, we've heard a lot of people moving to Washington State. Great for families. That's great. Again, as a real estate investor, way overpriced and not a landlord-friendly state, by the way. Washington is not a landlord-friendly state. So again, a bunch of different factors go into it, even above just being overvalued at this point. Okay, this is next on my list is a difficult one for me. It's because I still own properties in the outskirts of this city. This is number 5 on the list of markets you want to avoid right now because of overvalued, and that is Detroit, Michigan, right there along the river there. Across the river from Canada. So Detroit, Michigan, for a number of reasons, but overvalued prices in now we're talking Detroit incorporated area. So a lot of inflated, you know, condo prices, et cetera. I think you can still find some good deals and values in different parts of the outskirts. Whether it's if you're able to find a good deal in like Redford, Michigan or Inkster or those types of places outside of Detroit. But for the most part, you have some things to consider. Also, you have population decline in this area. So for me as an investor, when people are moving out, it's not a good sign. Now, I still own properties there and they still perform well for me. I just did a couple of tenant turnovers on them. So they are performing for me. But again, I keep my eye on this market. It's not an area right now that I would be adding to my portfolio. I will definitely say that. But it is an area that over the years has been near and dear to my heart. But I am not right now at all adding anything to my portfolio given some of the demographics, overvalues, the overpriced properties there, higher crime than I would like, and a population decrease. I mean, that's anytime you're seeing higher crime and population decreases, I mean, they go hand in hand. And so jobs leaving as well. So again, not an area personally that I would want to be investing in. All right, number 4 on my list is Provo, Utah. Provo, Utah, which we just saw. So this is Provo, Utah. Again, beautiful. We got a couple of Utahs in here. We've got a couple on our top 10 list actually in Utah. Salt Lake City, Provo, Utah. Again, beautiful. And you can see a lot of the new housing that's being built. Glut of properties. Overvalued by upwards of 46%. 46% overvalued there in Ogden, Utah, or in Provo, Utah. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Look, it's no secret that America's healthcare system is in shambles, and more than half of Americans are on a high deductible health insurance plan. And they're on the hook for thousands of dollars of deductibles, co-pays, and sky-high premiums. God, all of these insurance companies right now are just saying, hey, we're out of this pandemic. So all those healthcare costs and hospital bills and everything else related to COVID, guess what? You're on the hook for those. Pay your high deductible, $5,000 deductible. And then on top of that, maybe then we'll pay for your healthcare costs. It's ridiculous. For many people in the United States concerned about the cost of health insurance, there are no good options. You either go uninsured or you pay through the nose for a high deductible plan with questionable coverage, all because of a broken health insurance system. It's like being stuck with an outdated cable TV plan and not even knowing that Netflix exists, right? So there is a better way. That's where Crowd Health comes in. Now, I had a chance to talk with their team, and I am just blown away about this plan, how it actually, it isn't health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a better way to pay medical expenses. So Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired of paying for a broken system. It's a place where you can get a simple, flexible, and affordable way to pay for your healthcare. Being in the Crowd Health community can save hundreds of dollars a month, plus put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. So here's what you need to do. I want you to try this because it's so simple. Just use their app. You can find nearly any doctor in the country, ranked from 1 star to 5 stars. You can scan your bills. You can throw them away. Crowd Health takes it from there when you get your bills. Press a button to receive virtual care anytime, anywhere. And they have a community of health-conscious members who want to get and stay healthy in return for lower prices. Crowd Health gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes the savings right to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs, helping the whole health Crowd Health community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. So here's what you need to do. Crowd Health is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members, but they have an amazing offer just for my listeners. Get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing, and a lot less than one of those crappy high deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99, okay? Joincrowdhealth.com/99. Don't worry, we'll have a description written up in the show notes so you can see it verbatim if you're driving. And I want you to enter the code INVESTING at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99, promo code INVESTING. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. Check it out today. All right, number three on my list, worst rental markets for you to be an investor. Again, we go back to the city of, we go to Utah, the state of Utah. And once again, this one is not too far from Salt Lake City. This is Ogden, Utah. So Ogden, Utah is about 40 miles north of Salt Lake City. And this was an area that I stayed overnight in a number of years ago when I was starting my career in television and moved from Los Angeles to Helena, Montana. I drove through Salt Lake City to sleep on the other side of that town, and I stayed there. So it was really like a bed-in community for Salt Lake City. And so you can get some great, you know, you can get some great property out there, but it is going to be overpriced, relatively speaking. So compared to what we're seeing in Salt Lake City, yes, you might be able to, you know, you might be able to get some additional land, but you're looking at prices that are really, really high. You're looking at additional prices upwards of 40%, upwards of even 50% overvalued in this area. So again, maybe great for a family, certainly beautiful out there, Provo, Salt Lake City, Ogden, but way overpriced, way overvalued for rental investing. Okay, let's go to number two on my list. Number two on my list, and I've mentioned this one a number of times. I get so many questions about this city, and that is Austin, Texas, a great place to live and work. If you're a retail buyer and you're going to live in a particular property in the shopping and Apple building headquarters and Tesla and so forth, but you missed the boat on Austin. Like if you were trying to become an investor in Austin for single family homes or duplexes, not going to happen. You're going to be paying way through the nose, over 50% overvalued in Austin, Texas. just to be an investor there. So again, Texas is amazing. We invest in Texas. We build new construction properties in Texas, but we don't build them anywhere near Austin, Texas, for various reasons. Mostly because of the price. You just cannot get an internal rate of return on a price that's that out of whack with the rental income that you're going to get. So that brings me to number one on my list. Number one on my list, it's a place I know very well. Visited, I walked through many, many, probably, I don't know, 50, 60 new construction properties in this particular town. It has a ton of people moving from California and other areas, so much so that they have signs, you know, saying build a wall to keep the Californians out, because it's certainly cheaper to live here. But the property values in this particular city have skyrocketed. I mean, I'm talking tripled. So my mother-in-law had purchased a property in the high 200s, 300 range, and then a short time later was able to sell it over 500. It now is building a new property there, and this is in Boise, Idaho. So Boise is 80% overvalued. Again, you'll see this on lists of like best places to live, because many, many businesses moving there. Yes, a lot of people moving out of California. But as far as single families or duplexes, no way are you going to find an internal, a great ROI on a property in this area. You simply will not, at 80% overvalued in Boise, Idaho. Again, a beautiful area, way overvalued, way overpriced, and there simply isn't going to be the internal rate of return that you would get from investing in other areas. Are you willing to move to a place where you're going to pay $300,000 more than you could have a year ago, 2 years ago? What happens when we see a sharp decline in market values? You know, these bubble markets, I mean, I frankly could say these 10 are frankly bubble markets in many ways. They're very frothy, from a Vegas to, you know, to Provo, to Phoenix, particularly. You're talking like really frothy bubble markets. I would say none more so than perhaps this place in Las Vegas, Nevada, on my list. Again, big problems here. Not only are they overvalued, but you're dealing with this pandemic issue. You're dealing with this tourism. What happens when you have a pandemic? We have the Delta variant, of course. What happens if places are, you know, forced to shut down again? All these jobs leave. What happens to you as a rental investor? Not only did you overpay for some ridiculous condo or a single family house, but then now you can't find tenants for the property because they're out of a job because they worked at the casino, and that casino has had to close for an extended period of time. I mean, just think of MGM having to close and lay off thousands of people. You know, where are those jobs? Are they back? No. And Wall Street rewarded them, of course, at the same time. You know, being able to say, hey, we'll increase your stock price because you laid off a whole bunch of people. So these are the main reasons that I do not invest in these areas. Again, the list is long. I mean, it's a hundred deep. I mean, 100 cities that we could look at. I mean, even at, you know, you want to go down the list a little bit further. I mean, look at Atlanta, Georgia on the list, number 11 on the list. So it continues, you know, we're just talking about the top 10 here, but I'll have a link to the full study in the show notes for if you want to go and check your cities and see what are the most overvalued properties right now and overvalued cities. But I would say these top 10 stand out to me as areas I would avoid as a rental investor, but maybe a great place to live. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these cities. Drop me a comment below on these top 10 rental markets to avoid. And if you would like to take the plunge and invest in real estate, you want new construction properties that are fully done for you with a great team in the best rental markets in the country, that's what we do at Morris Invest. So go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call tab that's right there on the screen. And when you're on there, and just pick a 30-minute time slot right there that you would like to book a call with us and that works on your calendar. And we will give you a call at that time to go over exactly what we do and the types of properties, and really to try to custom build a program for you to build out your portfolio. So thank you guys so much.